Hey, it's summer vacation time at Star Wars 7x7, and in past years, we've done flashback episodes in various themed capacities, and this time, considering that this is the 10th year of the podcast, and we are on a long countdown to the 10th anniversary, I thought it might be fun to look back at the most popular episodes of all time. So over the next year, we're going to count down from 100 to number 1 as far as the most downloaded episodes of the podcast, and we're going to start with our summer vacation here and do the episodes from 100 to 91. We're moving on to episode 94 on the list. This one is from February of 2018. It's episode number 1315, and it's about Donald Glover and how they were promoting him or not promoting him as part of the run-up to Solo, A Star Wars Story. They were being very judicious about how they were sharing reveals about him. So yeah, let's get into it.
Hey, Rebel Rouser. Welcome to Star Wars 7x7. I'm your host, Alan Voivod, and let's break this down, shall we? Let's break it down into the finest of details. So Lando appears in only 5 shots in the entirety of the footage that has been released for Solo, A Star Wars Story, okay? Just 5, that's it. And let's see, there's only one in that Super Bowl commercial, and that's the one of him standing there in that fur coat. And you knew Lando was going to have some seriously suave attire because Ron Howard actually gave us a little bit of a preview of it already. He took photos of Donald Glover's wardrobe, or at least what we presume to be his wardrobe, and said, gee, I wonder whose closet this is. All sorts of colorful and awesome looking outfits. And in fairness, I guess, with the advent of the actual teaser itself, there has to be a possibility that it's Emilia Clarke's wardrobe. I mean, she does come out very colorfully from the Millennium Falcon in that shot, that montage, a shot that's part of the montage, I should say, where Woody Harrelson says, I'm putting together a crew, but we know it's really Lando's, right? I mean, there's no question. And so him showing up in that fur coat, not saying a single word, and the internet absolutely melted down. In fact, BuzzFeed ran this article with a very clickbaity headline, 29 people who can't handle Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. And actually, at number 6 on this list is none other than Andy Gutierrez, who you know best probably from the Star Wars show and Rebels Recon, one of the fine productions of Lucasfilm. And she says, all I need, all I care about, Donald Glover as Lando. I want all of that forever, #Solo. She posted that after the commercial went live. And there were other ones like someone saying, inject Donald Glover as Lando into my veins, and that shot of Donald Glover as Lando was the suavest space stuff I've ever seen. Stuff was not actually the word that was used, but you know the rules on this podcast. And somebody else saying, don't care how many directors it took for us to get this, not gonna lie, and that's the photo of Lando in the fur coat. And I'm trying to think of the last time that somebody in Star Wars had this kind of effect for just such a small appearance, and nothing's really coming to me, although I gotta say that a lot of it too has to deal with what we have invested in Billy Dee Williams for the character too. I mean, I think the nearest thing is the reaction to Han and Chewie showing up on the Falcon in that first full trailer for The Force Awakens when he says, Chewie, we're home. I mean, the absolute meltdown screaming that happened at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, like, you could not hear a single word of the dialogue when it was delivered and they played that in the room. I mean, the screaming was just so intense, and we all had to have it played one more time just so we could hear what he said. I imagine that if it had been shown in a big theater filled with thousands of people, I think the screaming would have been out of control the moment he showed up on screen at that point. That's the kind of reaction that the internet is basically saying we would have gotten. And then in the actual teaser that we got for Solo, A Star Wars Story, there are 4 shots of him, and there are 2 that are very sort of iconic, if you will. One of them is him sitting at a table, and he's just kind of staring there, and suddenly that smile bubbles onto his face. It looks like he's in the same situation or in the same room that we see Han Solo going into with, you know, what looks to be like sort of an underground gambling den. It has that same color scheme, that same lighting to it. but that smile, right, just coming from nowhere and just lighting up the whole room. That's a very iconic Lando thing. And the other thing is him in the chair, in the captain's chair of the Millennium Falcon, giving the little salute to the droid and the droid mirroring it back at him before they go to light speed. That is also a very Lando gesture that goes back to Return of the Jedi with him saluting Han before they go off on their separate ways, Han to Endor and Lando to lead the fleet with the Falcon. But it's actually kind of an underplayed moment in the trailer. I mean, you have to look at it a couple of times to realize that it's Lando actually making the salute, because the focus of the frame is more on the robot than it is on Lando. He's just kind of tucked in to the right corner of the frame and out of focus. And while I did say at the outset that we haven't been given a line of dialogue from him, it's not like we actually haven't heard some sort of vocalization from him, and I'll talk about that after the break. Stay tuned. Hey, Rebel Rouser. If you haven't done so already, please consider leaving a review for Star Wars 7x7 on your favorite podcast app. Not just a star rating, although I will say we are personally very proud of our near unanimous 5-star rating on iTunes. No, I just mean a thoughtful sentence or two about what you like about the podcast, or how happy you are that it's part of your daily routine. And more reviews means better visibility, which means more people get to share in a daily dose of Star Wars joy, and you want that, don't you? Of course you do. So please leave a review on your favorite podcast app today. I thank you, and the Star Wars 7x7 podcast thanks you. Welcome back. All right, the last two shots that we get of Lando in that teaser have to do with the stinger at the end where they're trying to run away from the Star Destroyer and the TIE fighters, and then they have to avoid the clutching embrace of those giant space tentacles, and we get to see abject fear on Lando's face, and you get to hear, whoa, 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 you know, like loud exclamations from him. But I'll tell you, between the fur coat and the smile and the salute, this really seems to be taking a page out of George Lucas's book, in the sense that he knew how to suddenly make someone an internet sensation. I mean, the story that gets told, which at this rate might be apocryphal, but I think this actually happened when he talked to the actress who was playing Ara Singh. She is the bounty hunter with the, you know, pasty white skin and the top knot, and she was watching over one part of the pod race in The Phantom Menace, and he basically told the actress, look, I'm going to make you a star. Just stand here and you're going to be seen looking over this race in one shot. And he was absolutely right. Internet melted down over her. Well, actually, what would have been the internet at that time, message boards and whatnot. The whole Star Wars fandom was like, who is that? And continuing our fine tradition of botching pronunciations on the podcast here, the actress who played Ara Singh in the movie was Michonne Borriaug. Wow. Borriaugue. And then voiced by Jamie King in Star Wars The Clone Wars. Much easier to say by comparison. So, yeah, at the outset of the podcast, I'm joking when I say, you know, what are they trying to hide from us? They didn't let him say anything, but I think they really understand that less is more in some cases with Star Wars stuff. And so I think they've absolutely struck the right note with letting Lando and Donald Glover as Lando shine with a simple smile and a salute and just looking suave as heck in a fur coat. I wonder if we're going to find out that it's a faux fur coat, though. That's going to be interesting. But yeah, we'll pursue that another time. In the meantime, that is going to do it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.